I can't take anything that needs cooking. But I have a kettle, so can I have Ichiban? Do you have a can opener? I lost mine. I have celiac disease, diabetes, kidney disease, no teeth. Do you have some food that I can eat? These are the kinds of questions and comments I hear on the third Wednesday of every month at St. Bart's Food Bank in Gibsons. I have been volunteering there for over 3 years now. Two elderly women come in every month. Layers of colorful clothing, large handbags, kerchiefs over their gray hair. Smiles that crinkle their whole faces. One is learning English and is proud of the words she has. "How are you today?" I say slowly to her. "I am very fine," she proudly exclaims. I pass a box of crackers to each of them. They hold them up, adjusting the distance from their eyes. They study the box, turning it from the English side to the French side and discuss in great seriousness. One will nod to the other, and then they put the boxes in their respective baskets. I wonder what they discuss. Wheat or corn? Sweet or savory? I have learned over time that Triscuits are their favorite, and I try to hold two boxes back until they go through the line. Food bank use is growing every month. We consistently feed more people than we did the month before. In March, more than 400 people from 192 families received food. Remember, these stats are from one food bank. There is another in Gibsons, and a food cupboard in Roberts Creek at the library. There are free food supplies in other locations on the coast as well. And let me tell you, all walks of life come to the food bank. People in their work uniforms. Seniors, people with disabilities. Men who are living rough, only taking what can fit in their backpacks. Young women with young children. And all kinds of accents fill the room: Ukrainian, Russian, Mexican, Serbian, Iranian, Spanish, Sudanese, and more. But what is important is where these folks are right now. Trying to feed themselves and their families. Trying to get ahead. Trying to make a home, friends, a career. To be safe, warm, dry, loved and loving. To give and receive kindness. We can't all afford to give regularly to the food bank. We all don't have the capacity or time or desire to volunteer. And that's okay. Really, it is. But if you can, please donate. We spent over $3,000 on food last month. Even $5 goes a long way. Contact your local food bank to make a cash donation. Or consider a jar of instant coffee, a box of gluten-free pasta, a bag of rice or a box of tea. Drop off at the food bank box in your local grocery store. Because we are all in this together. Notes: the kitchen at one tiny farm is open in the village. Stop by to check it out. Don't forget to check out our Lille Legion for Wednesday Jam and Thursday Jazz, and Rainbow Bridge on Saturday night.